This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio, and I'm Will Hardy.
And I'm Roy Jones Jr.
And Roy, today is a very sensitive subject matter. You know, it's something I think that men have struggled with, and women as well, for countless years. And it's concerning individuals who get themselves involved in dealings that are not ethical. And also the issue of individuals and infidelity and things like that. So our subject matter, you know, we're talking about something that's been in the news since probably last 4 or 5 weeks or so.
Yeah, I would say so.
And so it's concerning the fall of Jerry Falwell Jr. Now, before we begin, I want to make something perfectly clear to the listening audience. We are not here to air out anyone's dirty laundry.
Not at all.
That's what we're not here to do. This is an issue that men, again, as well as women, deal with. And so we want to bring this out. Even though he is a public figure, we decided that this is something that those who have maybe looked up to him or have viewed him more than an individual who is capable of allowing themselves to fall in this situation, you know. So you shouldn't look at your pastor, first of all, and I'm being one myself. You should never look at your pastor as some type of idol or little demigod.
Right, right.
And in doing so, I think what we do is when that individual be subjected to some type of temptation and ultimately fall into that temptation, then all of a sudden we have this whole new light and new look upon our pastor. But they you have to remember, he is a man.
Right. And so we're talking about, the challenge that everybody goes through that serves God, because Satan's after those people that are following Christ, right? Even more so, the people that aren't following Christ, he's already got them where
exactly.
He needs them at the moment. So he's always attacking and tempting and trying to pull people down and take them off course and get them distracted. And in the case of Mr. Falwell that we're talking about, you know, it's like any time something like this happens, whether it's him or numerous others, we can go down through the list, you know, President Clinton in the past, all these other different things that have happened with men of position, that the pride goeth before the fall.
Exactly.
Right? So it comes before the fall. So they've gotten so proudful and prideful, if you will, and proud. And because, you know, here he's on a multi-million dollar yacht that was loaned to him by one of the racing team owners, if I remember correctly. And so, you know, just he's taking Snapchats or Instagram pictures. And, you know, and the one thing that comes to mind most recently that I saw was the caption about him having his pants unbuttoned and one of his assistant's pants unbuttoned. And the comment was she was pregnant, and so therefore she was trying to be comfortable. But none of it was appropriate. None of it was appropriate. But there again, he thought he was untouchable, would be my perception of all this. That, you know, he's in a great position, very successful school, father of his dad who built all this, which, you know, I'll talk about here a little bit further in the show. So folks, if you're listening, doesn't matter where you're at or in your walk, always be conscious that Satan's coming after you.
Absolutely. And what he does is when he comes after you, he's coming after you with both barrels.
Yes, he is.
Now, this situation here started, and of course, we have some material in front of us from the Huffington Post, but it was also information in the Wall Street Journal, and it was in the Washington Post and all these other prominent magazines. USA Today even carried the story. So it's public knowledge. But I think what we want to look at is we want to look at all of the reasons or some of the reasons why men fall into these situations. Now, what this man does in his private life with his wife behind closed doors, we say it should be just their business.
But should be.
Should be. But when you are a prominent figure, now if something that you're doing is unethical or it goes against the word of God.
Right.
You know, and of course, it started out with this pool boy.
Right. That there was a mutual relationship with the pool boy, and he had a relationship with the wife, is what at least the article reads. And the father, or rather the husband, knew this. Mr. Falwell knew this was going on through the years. And then, you know, when that type of stuff surfaces, and then all of a sudden there's finances that come in behind it that he's helped this guy get the business started, and it just throws up all the red flags.
Exactly.
All the red flags.
And so you know, and there's many reasons, I guess, why men do the things that they do, you know, in reference to maybe having some type of infidelity. And we don't know where that started in his mind. Or no, how long actually it was going on.
Yeah, and with the wife, you know, so
right.
That to the point. So, but I guess the larger picture that we've talked about or want to talk about on the show, you and I talked about before we started, is that men and women, you need to be very, very conscious that Satan's out to steal, kill, and destroy. So it doesn't matter whether you're a prominent figure or just an everyday person.
Absolutely.
Like Will and I, that you're just out doing God's work and trying to build the kingdom. You've got to be on your guard at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to put on the armor. Without a doubt, you've got to have the armor on, and you got to have yourself weaponized with the word of God and in your heart and in your mind, so that when stuff starts to come at you, you remember what God has told us about these things and how to handle them and what to beware of. And always, the one thing you should never forget is the enemy's there to steal, kill, and destroy. Like I just said, steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy families, kill your motivation, kill your walk with Christ, destroy your favorability within your community, your favorability within your family, all those things are at risk.
That's right. And see, and that's John 10:10, because the latter part of that, Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and to have it more abundantly.
Yep.
And you can't have the abundant life unless you first understand that the life that you were living was not a life that was pleasing to God.
And I'm glad you went down that path, Will, because too many of us want to get fire protection, if you will, like we've talked about before. They want to say, hey, I believe in Christ. I accept Christ as my personal Savior, and I admit that I'm a sinner. But then they want to go back to controlling parts of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to be all in or out. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, God speaks very clearly about being lukewarm. So if you're in this hunt, you've got to stay in the standards, and you've got to live it more abundantly. The way to live your life more abundantly is by pursuing him more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not doing that, then we won't live a more abundant life. And if you've got sin in the midst of all this, in the midst of all this relationship with Christ, and you're trying to walk with him, and yet you're still living a dual life, if you will, or a double-edged life, and you're keeping those things private that are your business, folks, it's not your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's business.
Absolutely.
And once you put the badge on, like you and I talked before, Will, if you're going to wear the badge, then you need to live by the badge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say you're a follower of Christ, be a follower of Christ, not a worldly Christian.
That's right, because when people see, ultimately, when you succumb to this type of temptation that he succumbed to and all of the reasons behind what led him down this path, if you're trying to spice up your relationship, so to speak, by trying to bring a third wheel into the mix, then again, you're setting yourself up for disaster.
Right.
Because this is not the standard of God. The standard of God is one man,
one woman
for life.
For life. In a marriage.
In a marriage.
Yep, not premarital, but in a marriage.
In a marriage. And so when you have that bond and, you know, you're joined to each other because you were two and now you become one.
Right, right.
And so now you need to start doing things together. So get up off the couch, man, and women put down the romance novels, if you're reading them, and get in there with your husband and say, let's have devotion. Let's sit down and let's truly let God bless us to live out this life that we say he called us to.
Right, and back to the abundant piece. Abundant means full on, full in.
Mm-hmm.
Abundant means, and it means that, that beautiful relationship physically and intimately that God designed it to be. But if you've got sin spinning around in the midst of that relationship, whether it's behind closed doors, you're watching pornography, you're reading pornographic books, i.e. these romance novels, which are very, very risque from what I understand that have been out in the past, these are the things that will pollute and dilute. They will pollute and dilute your relationship with your spouse and also the relationship with Christ. So if you're in the midst of this, you've got to turn away from this, period. No rationalization, no nothing. And we're going to talk about this. The supply chain at some point that you're contributing to related to pornography if you're in either of these aspects.
Absolutely, because see, with Jerry Falwell Jr., for example, see, he was an attorney responsible for the real estate with the university, according to the article here that we're reading. And see, he had all of this access to these things, so he was making these deals, you know, with these the companies and that he was either associated with or through some third party. And all of a sudden he just start falling and falling and falling. And then the next thing you know, because he had all this other sin that he hadn't dealt with up front, now he turns to alcohol. And so we read in one story here in the article where now he started drinking, and he was drinking so heavily he fell down the stairs. His wife called the 911, and that was one of the questions the 911 operator asked. Had he been drinking? She said, well, I really don't want to answer that.
Well, and so no answer is in most people's minds is the answer.
Exactly.
You know, if you haven't been drinking, you say, no, he's not been drinking. But if he has been drinking, you say, well, I don't want to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of answer is the answer. It's the yes. So at least that would be what we would ascertain from that conversation. So the thing we've got to remember about Falwell Jr. is that he was not his father. He was not the pastor. He was just assigned as the leader and voted in, I guess, as the head of the school at some point in time. Mm-hmm. So, but this goes back to, if you're going to wear the badge, live by the badge. He was part in overseeing a school that had requirements of no drinking, no cohabitation, i.e. they didn't allow opposite sex in their each other's rooms, dorm rooms, and very, very stringent guidelines to help people stay on the moral track. And here he's on Instagram with a dark water, black water, as he called it, and I think it was probably a glass of wine. But hey, folks, we are so glad you've joined us. A lot to talk about. We'll be back here in just a few moments, and we hope you're having a great Sunday afternoon.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
So welcome back to Man Talk Radio. Will and I were just talking before the break, you know, if you're going to wear the badge, then live by the badge. And what we mean by that, folks, is if you say you are a Christ follower, then it should be your day-in, day-out mission to live like Christ lived. Now, we know perfection is not possible within the human soul or spirit because that all was broken back in the garden, and we all agree to that. But you can live a disciplined life and a life that's holy and without constant sin in your life. And I think we're all going to make mistakes every day. We all do. We have a sin that happens, and we have to ask for forgiveness and repentance of that. But you can't consciously choose to sin and wear the badge. It's just not right, and you should not be doing that.
Exactly. And although we are not perfect, we have a perfect person who resides in us.
In us, yes.
So as long as we are yielding ourselves to him, then we are walking in perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice, it doesn't say we are perfect, but we are walking in perfection because we're yielding to him, and he is leading and guiding.
Amen.
And directing our steps.
Amen.
So when you were talking about in the first part, Roy, about how it's, you know, when a person says this that I'm doing is my business and nobody else should know about that,
right,
and you say it's God's business. Well, that is so true, because what happens here is in the article, it says that this is why a lot of individuals fail to be drawn to the church. Is because they see someone who's supposed to be a leader and directing this school and have all this responsibility. And now, and I'm quoting from the article now from the HuffPost, September 5th, 2020 at 9:31 a.m. And it says, rather than serving an institution, be it a church, university, a corporation, Congress, men such as Falwell pervert institutions to serve their own ends, financial, political, sexual, etc. They use it as a personal platform rather than subordinating their own agenda to the greater institutional good.
Right. And so this could even be said about the relationship in the bigger picture with Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? If we do not subordinate our own good for our own agenda for the greater good, which would be the kingdom,
exactly,
we can be caught up in the same type of mess,
mm-hmm.
right? In the same sin, if you will, and the same failure. So, and too often people get in these higher positions, they forget who put them there, which God had put him there,
mm-hmm.
even though he wasn't a pastor, he followed in his father's footsteps. His father had laid this legacy of the school out, and God had just blown this thing up to an amazing level.
Oh, absolutely.
And their online student enrollment's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's 20 or 30,000, maybe even over 100,000 students worldwide. It's huge.
I mean, and then people who actually wanted to come to the university were coming from all other countries.
All over the world.
Yeah.
To
come to this university because they heard of how the values of mm-hmm. the institution and the school, and then the quality of the education by which they would receive
right.
is something that would be rewarding for them in making a career.
Sure, and certainly would build into their spiritual journey as well, based
mm-hmm.
on the foundation of the school. One of the things that we talked about, Will, before the show started, that I think as listeners and we as fathers and husbands and men need to be aware of is that, you know, when Scripture tells us to honor our mother and father,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't stop when we get older. That doesn't stop with Jerry Falwell Jr. because his dad was gone. And I think the most disappointing thing for me personally to read this article and hear this was knowing how hard his father had worked for the kingdom and worked to provide a Christian-based education facility with world-class facilities there for Christians and followers of Christ to be educated. And those who maybe weren't followers of Christ, but have give them an opportunity to come there too, but hear about Christ. And that's probably the second largest failure of this whole thing. The first is he's let God down,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he was given a task and assigned a role over God's people,
mm-hmm.
for the majority of the folks that are there. And so I guess for me, thinking, and you and I talked about that, he has not honored his father.
No, he hasn't.
He has dishonored his father.
And really stained his legacy.
Yes.
You know, because as much as someone who may or may not have liked what his father had to say,
right,
I believe he was grounded biblically.
Yes.
You know, and so when you put this stain, because this, again, this article here, it says that one of Falwell's greatest passions was the accumulation of property.
Mm.
In other words, of one Liberty administrator said, "We're not a school. We are a real estate hedge fund."
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So again, going back to the legacy piece, you know, this school and the foundation that his father laid so that people can build their spiritual lives toward to help other people out there mm-hmm. around the world. And there's all kinds of Liberty graduates all around the world,
oh, without
you
doubt.
Know, doing mm-hmm. all kinds of missionary work and doing things for the greater good. And so now you hear things like this because now all of this was hidden and now mm-hmm. God is bringing it out to light. And see, this is what I share with men a lot of times, Roy, when I'm in counseling sessions with them, is I tell them, beware, your sin will find you out.
Yes, it will.
It's mm-hmm. just a matter of time. And so you can only go for so long, and then God is going to pull back the covers and expose individuals for exactly who they are, because we're getting closer and closer to the return of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this foolishness, and that's what it is. It really is. It's foolishness when we allow ourselves to be sucked back into something that God has brought us out of.
It was so true, Will. What it boils down to is the need to be fulfilled, and they're seeking their fulfillment. People, when they get in the middle of stuff, they're fulfilling the wrong desires. They're fulfilling the wrong vacancy in their life. The void is there, but because we have to wonder, is Christ really dwelling within? Is the Holy Spirit really there, or are they allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work he was intended to do once he resides in us? So it's a constant battle, especially for men. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more and more time that passes and more women get involved in those inappropriate things that we've talked about online and stuff, then it becomes a bigger cycle and more damage is being done to the family unit. More people are getting dissatisfied with their current status. I've got to have more. I've got to have more. I've got to be doing more. I need more. I need more of this, more of that. Whether it's belongings, whether it's activity of a physical nature, all those sorts of things, right? So it comes back to fundamental peace. Enjoy the day. Live the day. Know that tomorrow is not guaranteed, and work to build the kingdom while you're here today, and seek to have that really deep, deep love relationship with our Savior.
Absolutely. Because, again, going back to James chapter 1 and verse 14, every man's sin when he is drawn away mm-hmm. by his own lust, not the lust of your neighbor, not the lust of your wife or your children, your own lust
mm-hmm.
and enticed. So you're drawn away through the eye gate, the ear gate, the smell gate, mm-hmm. through one of these gates. And
that's
so,
good.
And
good.
So now you let down your gate, and all of a sudden you have this flood
yes.
of Satan's demonic power, because he is the prince of power of the air, and we're in battle. This is a spiritual battle, Ephesians 6:12. We're fighting this spiritual battle, and so every day we get up, the forces of evil are attempting to bring us to the same point that God delivered us from. So what are we going to do? If you're listening today, what are you going to do as a born again believer? Are you going to allow yourself to return to the mud and the muck and the mire that God brought you from?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to stand up as a man of God and a woman of God and say, these things, although they may be around me, that I'm not going to let them separate me? Romans 8:35. What shall separate you from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall famine, shall persecution, shall nakedness, there it is, shall peril or sword? If these things separate you, then that means that you are not putting on the mind of Christ. Mm. You're not.
No, you're not. And if it separates you, then guess what? You're more susceptible, as you talked about, to opening that gateway for Satan to come after you. And then think about it, folks. It's not just you that gets impacted. It's the collateral damage that most people don't think about until the light shone on the darkness. And then they see all the people that they've impacted, the children, the spouse, the parents, the aunts, uncles, grandparents. Because when this stuff blows up, everybody knows about it. And there's one thing, you can never go back and fix it. It's one thing if somebody's telling a lie about you and you just roll through that. It's a whole nother when the truth blows up in front of you and here it is and everybody sees it for what it is. Then you've got all these years ahead of you that you've got to restore trust. You've got to restore your reputation. You've got to restore all these things. And I'll even go this far, Will. There's a piece that you may never restore, and that is if you've put on the badge and you've done this, you may never get to talk about wearing the badge again, because people are going to look at you and say, oh, yeah, I remember you. You're the one who used to talk to me about going to church or being a Christ follower, and you were the one having an affair at the same time.
Absolutely. I read about you in the paper or, you know, on the internet or saw you on the news.
Yeah.
And so what's happened?
Yeah. Or on a different, you could be a person that's dealing with addiction and you're not being honest with yourself about the addiction, whether it's pornography, drugs, alcohol, whatever. Same result. Folks, we've talked a lot about, you know, the shortfall and the ease of falling into the trap. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please take a moment, close your eyes, ask him into your heart. Admit being a sinner, repent first of being a sinner, ask him into your heart and that you want to turn from your sin and recognize he rose on the third day for you, and he will be your personal Savior, and you'll be in eternity with him in the near future or the long future. Again, as we said, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great show. Hope you have a great rest of the Sunday afternoon. We'll talk to you next week.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.